This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to
Sean and Mike Take a Hike.
Welcome to another episode of Sean and Mike Take a Hike. What do you want to talk about today, Sean?
Today, Mike, I want to steal your topic from last episode. And I want to continue talking about, like, as we're getting into colder weather time of the year, I want to talk about another essential part of the sleep system, as you so eloquently put it, and talk about the warmth ratings on sleeping bags.
Okay. So, hand in hand with the sleeping pad episode.
Very hand in hand. And you do not have to have listened to our last episode. But I would say I would strongly recommend it because this is not a continuation, but a companion episode.
A companion. There you go.
To sleeping pad, our value.
We did have a part one, part two before, but this is not
that. This is not that. This is very much companion, adjacent, related, similar, not continuation.
Right. Okay. So compared to our value, what does sleeping bag temperature ratings really mean, Sean?
I am going to try to put this in my own words.
Okay.
As best I understand it. Because like we say quite often, I am not a scientist. I did not come up with these rating values. Ultimately, at the end of the day, what your temperature rating on your sleeping bag really boils down to is how much heat does it keep in your bag and how much does it lose?
Okay.
Yep. So your common temperature rating that you will see is an ENISO rating. What does that stand for? Would think I would have looked it up, but I didn't.
We're really good at that. I'm just gonna say it's the English and International Standardized System. I have no idea.
It is something. It's basically it basically means it was tested to some sort of standard, the ENISO standard, whatever that is. And so it was tested using this same method. So like that's when we were talking last week or 2 weeks ago about like R value, right? Like it's an industry standard rating. This is like an industry standard testing method.
Did you see what the testing method is?
No.
It's actually pretty interesting. They use a heated mannequin.
Okay.
They put a heated mannequin into the sleeping bag and in a tent environment, and then they measure the heat loss in the tent to see how much heat is getting through the
so
the
that's sleeping. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought so. So it's it is scientific. We are not the scientists, but it is a.
If we have a scientist there is listening actual that is involved in this, we'd love to pick your brain.
Right. I thought it was a pretty cool way. It's like, well, how do you know what the temperature inside the sleeping bag is to begin with? Well, it turns out they have control over what the temperature is of the mannequin in the sleeping bag, and then they measure how much heat losses there is. So it's an interesting.
So that is interesting, and I did not see that was how they do it, but that does explain one of the caveats that I kept coming across, which is, as good as these tests are and these ratings are, they are like lab situation ratings.
Right. There's no wind. There's no external factors. Yeah.
So like there is real world stuff that can ultimately affect how quote unquote warm you feel in the real world while using these. But the test still applies, this and, like, the effectiveness of the warmth retention, I guess is what I'll call it. Like, it is still true, but it can be impacted by other things.
Like, the mannequin doesn't sleep or sweat when it sleeps. You might.
Probably doesn't roll around a whole lot. You
might. Right, exactly. Exactly. There's other things that I mean, yeah, but
it doesn't
in the
a
perfect
bad
world
habit of
and everything
picking its
that's,
leg out of the covers in the middle of the night.
Right. These are perfect scenario type tests in a lab, and it's just to literally just test the insulation in the sleeping bag to see how good that insulation is to retain heat.
Yeah. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about in regards to that or in relation to that is, like, let's talk about why the different shapes of bags can impact how warm you feel or how good at retaining heat they are. Does that seem like a reasonable thing to talk about?
That's absolutely okay. Nice.
So I'm going to start with the style of sleeping bag that I have, which is a mummy bag. Okay. One of the reasons that I don't like to use my mummy bag, especially in warmer seasons, is because, generally speaking, in comparison to other shapes of bags, they retain, like, the most heat. Like, it's, like, the optimal shape for heat retention.
Well, I mean, it kind of contours down by your feet, where you're narrow, and then because you lose heat through your feet, and so there's less room for that heat to go. It keeps it closer to your body. It comes out to your body shape. In a sense, it then becomes the mummy part.
Right. Gets broader around the shoulders, and then skinny up again towards the top.
And most of them have a hood where you can zip your whole head and everything. So in extreme climate situations, you can be fully enclosed in your sleeping bag.
Which, for Sean's money, this time of year is a welcome thing. If it's late in the fall and chilly or downright cold at night, to be able to, like, get your head right up in that hood, snuggle right up in that thing, great for cold temperatures. But in the warm seasons, I need a little bit more airflow. I don't need as much heat trapped in. That's why I don't use my mummy bag in the warm seasons.
Right. Yeah, same. And I guess we'll move on to that. Another style is going to be a quilt. Which is my quilt is, I'm not going to say it's mummy bag shaped, but it is, it has the little foot pouch, in it still, but then it opens up. It's basically a blanket per se, that some of them can connect to each other. Mm-hmm. You know, you can wrap it and all that stuff. But realistically, it's a blanket, and it's for those that want the extra airflow and have the option to fully enclose yourself, mm-hmm. or open yourself up if it's warmer and you can lose some of that heat. It lets you have more control of the temperature regulator.
Right. And great if you like to move around more, like if you don't want to be trapped into a bag, like much better for that. But
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The Real Real. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Doesn't retain the heat as well. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, that's your thing. If you're going into these colder months, you want to be able to retain your heat more. You're going to have to balance, like, how contained can you be versus how warm do you want to be?
Yeah. You know, I don't know that I've ever found your traditional rectangle sleeping bags for backpacking.
I don't know as though I have found those specifically for backpacking, but realistically, everybody's got different means and methods and all that sort of stuff. So like if you're out just looking for a sleeping bag, you could get just a regular, you don't have to get a quote unquote hiking sleeping bag. You know, might be a little bit heavier, might not be specifically weight optimized for taking backpacking, but if that fits into your style of backpacking and you've already got one, certainly an option. They are similar to like Mike's quilt scenario where, you know, the rectangular ones, they're not so form fitting. You can move around a little bit more in them. But again, same sort of downside as Mike's quilt situation. Not as good as a mummy bag for retaining heat.
Right. Right. It's like it's better at, I mean, easier to zip up because it still has a zipper along the whole side and everything. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have the hood. Typically, they don't have a hood or anything like that. It's just a blanket that wraps all the way around you and you zip it up. So, I mean, realistically, most people know what a sleeping bag, your standard sleeping bag is.
Yeah.
But in that aspect too, they do follow the same rating system as the mummy bags and the quilts and all that kind of stuff. Yep. They have the outdoors quote unquote rating system, to let you know what temperatures each sleeping bag is going to be good for.
Yep.
So, I guess, do you want to move on to that part of it now, or do you got one more thing?
I have one more shape. So,
oh, do you? Okay.
They do this make what is called a semi-rectangular, sometimes known as barrel-shaped sleeping bag, which is, in your head, kind of think of a cross between a mummy bag and a standard rectangular bag. So it does have a bit of shape to it. It's not as constricting as a mummy bag, but it also doesn't have as much what I'm going to call wasted room as a rectangular one does. So that's kind of a good middle ground if you can find them. They are not super popular.
Okay.
Some brands do make them. And that is like a happy medium between super constricted like mummy bag, but not as much wasted space as a true rectangle.
Is a true rectangle. Yeah. Okay.
And that's seemingly from what the limited amount of Googling that I did, seemingly typically do not have the hood portion either in those.
Okay. So that might be something for me to research because, I mean, I love my quilt, but if we were going out this time of year, I'd either be grabbing my mummy bag or, well, realistically, my mummy bag is rated perfectly for this time of year. So
For me, this time of year, so weather temperature currently is 43 degrees, much like our last episode. Well on its way below that for the night, down near, looks like it's going to get close to freezing. Yeah, for my money, I'm going to want my mummy bag for sure in this type of weather.
Yep, absolutely. And I may be sleeping with more clothes on. I guess we'll jump into then the temperature ratings per se. A lot of people say, I want to get this bag because it's rated for 20 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm going to throw that out there because our sleeping bags are rated for in Fahrenheit here. I couldn't tell you how to convert that to Celsius or Kelvin, but it means that a 20-degree bag means that you're going to be comfortable. That's the comfortable rating, not the extreme rating that it can handle it and you'll be okay to survive at that temperature. That means that bag is rated for you to be hiking regularly in 20-degree weather, and when you get in that bag, you are going to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
If you are taking that bag and it's 60 degrees, 70 degrees outside, you're not going to be in that bag.
No. Nope.
It's going to be way too much. That's why we stopped taking our mummy bags in the middle of summer, because we were under the false impression of what these ratings actually meant when we bought those bags.
That was an oopsie. That was a I should have known better. That was a we should have done more research before purchasing these.
Exactly. This podcast didn't exist, or a podcast like this didn't exist when we were starting out. I looked.
Yeah. That Mike, because Mike and I are like, oh, these ones are good down to 20 degrees.
Right, they'll work in every situation we can find ourselves in.
Everything. They're going to be great. We're never going to go when it's colder than 20. Okay, so they are good when it's down to 20 degrees.
Right, right.
They are not good when it's 75.
Right, right. And that's what we ran into our first hiking trip. It was 75. So, needless to say, we both slept on top of our mummy bags. Instead of in them.
Yes.
So, but yeah, so realistically, if you are primarily sleeping or sitting, hiking, backpacking in the summer, where here in Michigan, you could be dropping into, let's say if you're late July and August, you're probably only dropping into the 70s at night.
Right.
Then you want a thinner bag that is rated for 65 degrees or something like that.
Well, and that's why we wound up getting blankets or quilts instead of the mummy bags.
The more personal or manual ability to regulate how much is covering you.
Exactly, right. That's one of the problems with the mummy bag style. I mean, A, they were rated for way colder weather than we needed to, but then also on top of that, they're this mummy style. So you don't even have the ability to regulate your heat in a way, they don't give you the option of kicking a leg out. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why the different shapes come into play in addition to the
temperature
rating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So on top of the temperature ratings, there's also what I found is three key categories.
Yep.
That they put in. So if it's a comfort rated bag, the way that they measure that is that temperature on there. So it'll say 50 degrees comfort. That means that that 50 degrees is the lowest temperature for a typical woman to sleep comfortably. Why they throw gender in there, I have no idea. But
capitalism.
Right, this is a woman's bag
because it's the patriarchy.
right. So, and then there, it would be like a 50 degree limit bag, and that is the lowest temperature for a typical man to sleep comfortably. Nobody else can see this, but I'm shrugging my shoulders.
Right. Not sort of on an audio format, but Mike said that with a giant shrug.
Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, okay, I typically, me and my spouse, I like it to be a lot colder in the bedroom when we're sleeping.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
She does. So I don't know if that's the case, but some guys are completely the complete opposite. So I don't know.
So you got man, you got woman, and then what's the extreme one?
The third one is extreme, and that's the survival threshold. It's not meant for comfort or safety. It's just, this is the bag to survive in. Like, if you are going to find yourself in a survival situation, if you're like this guy that I follow on one of the major socials, actually I have multiple of them, but he backpacks in the winter of Alaska and digs himself like snow caves and all that kind of stuff. I would imagine he's using an extreme bag, but I don't know. Like, I've never looked into his equipment that closely, but I mean, maybe that's for that situation, or like if you're, you know, going on a mission down to the into Antarctica or whatever, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't see in North America, let me take that back. I don't see in the contiguous United States, not including Alaska, needing an extreme bag.
Depending on the time of year you go.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, because I'm leaving out the UP and Minnesota and Wisconsin and all the other cold areas and mountainous areas and all that kind of stuff that see it. Oh, okay. Well, that is a do your own research. And I mean, obviously, to go and like go listen to how to plan your trip and all that kind of stuff, paying attention to the weather and all that kind of stuff. What temperatures, what are your lows for the night? That kind of thing. Cause that's going to make a big difference on which pack you want to take or which sleeping bag you want to take too.
Right.
So,
I got a thing. So here's another thing. Okay. Yeah. So here's another thing. Doesn't necessarily, like, the rating is the rating, right? But other things that can like impact weight versus warmth versus compressibility, some other things to think of when you're looking at not just the rating, right? Not just the warmthness of it. But, like, let's be honest, when you're backpacking, these are some of the other things that you want to take into consideration. So the type of fill or the innards of the I'm going to call it the insulation, right, of the pad.
The stuffing.
Yeah, the stuffing. So, like, do you want a down one, which is going to be really warm and be really good, but it's not going to compress as much as maybe like your synthetics would. So it's going to take up more space in your pack and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. Another thing that during this research, it's not really temperature and rating related, but one thing that I found, if you do have a down-filled sleeping bag, is that when you have it stored at home, you do not want to compress it. You do not want it in your pack or in the cinch sack while you're storing it, because that will compress the innards, and it will lose its ability to retain the heat.
Well, and down, the other thing that they always say about it, I mean, kind of related to what you're saying, but if you're in like in a wet, moist, which I hate that word, but like moist climate, down's not great for that, because it hangs on to that moisture or like absorbs it. So that's when you're going to want to look more for like your synthetic type stuff.
Yeah. If you absolutely have to have down, good on you. That's your thing. But just keep those things in mind when you're shopping for those bags.
And then, like, even the shell too. I mean, so we're talking about like the insulation, but even the outside layer is going to have some impact. You know, is it? Do you got like a ripstop nylon or a polyester, which is like lightweight and durable, or do you have like a water repellent type cover, all different types of covers, you know, like what do you want to go up against your skin, what do you you know, all of the different shells and fabrics you can have, they're going to impact, you know, the functionality of that sleeping bag in their own way, which are things to think about. You know, do you want a cotton one? Do you want a, you know,
your polyesters or your nylons or whatever. Yeah. Another thing that is going to take you'll want to take into account when you're looking at your temperature rating is what type of shelter are you typically hiking, backpacking, or camping in? Are you a person that takes a tent? So then you're in an enclosed area. The tent will retain some of the heat. It's not great, but it retains some of the heat, so you won't need as thick or as high of a rated sleeping bag. Hammock, kind of the same, depending on if you have one that has a full enclosure or if it's just a bug net. Because if it's just a bug net, you're going to lose a lot more of your heat, things of that nature. If you have a tarp or something over top of you, you're going to lose a lot more of it as well. If you're the people that need to book, you want to save weight in your pack, so you're going to book the cabins or the little shelters are out, the little huts or anything, those retain a lot more heat. You probably don't need a lot more or a lot bigger thing, especially if those cabins maybe have a furnace in them or a wood stove.
Right.
So,
well, and then let's talk about, I mean, you kind of touched on it there, but let's talk about that for a second. So like things that are going to impact where your sleeping bag loses heat at. So like one of the things that you might not normally think about, but I would say is worth thinking about, especially if you're considering a colder weather hiking or backpacking trip, is take a look at like how the bag is constructed around the zippers. Is it an exposed zipper where it's just like zipper to the world? Or is it one of these bags that has like that extra flap so that once you zip it up, you can kind of like tuck the zipper away inside the bag, kind of sort of?
Right. It has like that extra layer.
It has that like little flappy thing over it. And that's going to prevent you from losing air through the zipper. You're going to want to look at like, does it have, even the way it's sewn, right? Like, if it's quote unquote quilted in some capacity where you've got stitches that go through it, well, the type of construction for that, it can let heat out, which might not seem like a lot, but really when you're out there, if it's cold outside, those are things that you're going to notice. Yeah. Like that's going to make cold spots along those stitches potentially. So, you know, do you want, There's these things called sewn through baffles, there where it's like literally sewn through all the layers of the sleeping bag, or There's like box baffles, which are better for warmth and more evenly distribute the heat. So like there's minor things like that, all very minor tweaks to the bag, which are going to slightly impact it, but can make a difference to your comfort level.
Right. And I mean, if you're a beginner, those things, I mean, obviously go with what's in your price range and things like that. I mean, you always have to consider that if you're just starting out and buying your pack and buying your bag and your sleep pad and your stoves and you know, all that other crap. But also try not to cheap out on things like this, because a miserable night can really turn you off from the sport.
100%.
And that's the wrong reason to not like it. You know?
Yeah. Like,
so well, try not to cheap out on that stuff.
From like a money thing too, here's like another just like tip and trick, right? Let's say you start out with I'm going to call it like a three season bag, right? Where it's like not a winter rated one. It's a good, like, middle extreme of the road. It's not an extreme one. They do make things called sleeping bag liners. So you can take like a less insulated bag that you've already got. You don't need to buy a whole nother bag necessarily. You could just buy a liner to go into that current one that you have. And then does that make it insulated enough to make it maybe not a four season, but will it like extend your three season later into the fall,
later into the fall,
into the spring by just getting one of these liners instead of a whole nother bag?
Right. That's kind of like you mentioned in the R value episode, where is your tent directly on the ground or do you have like your footprint underneath it?
Yeah.
It's not a lot, but it's enough to make a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
So, I think that's pretty much all I have as far as the actual ratings and stuff and like what to look out for when getting your bag. I mean, again, it's part of a whole sleep system. So, I mean, if you go with a thicker pad or a higher R value pad, maybe you can, and you're in a tent, maybe you can reduce the rating on your sleeping bag a little bit if you want to. You know what I mean? Again, it's something that sadly is a trial and error type of a thing, to where you need to know how you sleep. Do you sweat? Do you run hot at night? Those types of things. So you kind of know how and what you need to do.
Yeah.
So,
well, and this is one of those things where Mike and I have mentioned it on other gear episodes. This is one of those things you might want to try it like in the backyard one night before you actually go out onto like an extended hiking trip to see, like, does this work for you? Is this going to keep you comfortable? Cause like the last thing you want to do is plan this 5-night, you know, 50-mile hiking trip. And then you're out there and you figure out the very first night, like, oh, this is not what I need, you know? So, as much as it is a personal thing and you're going to have to figure out, like, what do you need to keep your body warm? Do you run hotter than the other people you're going with, or yada, 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 and all that sort of stuff?
Right.
I really would suggest trying this. I'm not saying you got to stay out there all night one night, but try it. See, are you comfortable? Go out in a real world scenario. Pop your tent up, put your sleeping pad down, get in this sleeping bag, spend some time out there laying in it. Does this feel like it's going to work for you?
Right. Absolutely. And another thing, another factor that you think of too, is that if you're out in the backcountry, you just spent a whole day hiking and sweating, then you didn't necessarily wash any of that off. Mm-hmm. So that also can be a little bit of a different situation than doing it in your backyard. If you, you know, just showered or anything like that, you have different stickiness. I don't know. You have different filth on you than what you have. And I personally feel that like that also makes a difference in your body temperature at night and things like that when you're in your pads or your sleeping bag. So keep in mind of those things too. But I mean, this is just more of a thing to like get you to know what the ratings mean. Like we said earlier, we made the mistake of buying the what we thought would work for every situation, and it does not. So it doesn't have an air conditioner in it when it's too hot out.
Right.
So
I do got a couple of real quick, like rapid fire tips and tricks for like,
okay,
if you do get out on the trail and find that maybe the rating of the bag that you have isn't sufficient for how cold it's getting and you're having a hard time getting comfortable. You don't have the ability to get a different bag while you're out on the trail. So
right.
A couple of things you can do to help keep yourself warm. If you have misjudged the rating of bag that you got, some things are make sure you get into a clean, dry base layer to sleep in. Dry being a key one,
right? Yeah.
Including clean socks, like don't wear your sweaty socks to bed. You could theoretically fill some of the dead space. Like if you got a shape that's not working for you and you find that you've got a lot of dead space in there, throw, you know, do you got a hoodie in your backpack? Throw that in, like take up some space to keep some of that warmth closer to your body.
Basically adding insulation,
Basically adding insulation. Or the other tip and trick that it read is make sure, or that I read was make sure that you, not a totally full stomach, but eat before going to bed, because having that fuel in your tummy throughout the night does help your body maintain body heat. So just a couple of things that you could try to make it through the rest of your trip without being miserable. I wouldn't say that they are long-term solutions or should be like the primary thing, but if you're out there and it's not adequate, those are some things you could do to.
Right. Yeah. And one thing I guess I'll add, I said I was all done, but I just thought of this too, is just like in the R value episode, that if you go for something that is rated for a colder temperature in this aspect, then it is probably going to be bigger in your pack, and when it's packed down, it is probably going to be heavier. Those are all aspects we know that we have to look at when we're purchasing these things, is how heavy are they in, how big are they in my pack? So that don't necessarily buy a bag because it's going to be a little too heavy. Maybe don't buy that pack, but research and find another manufacturer or another style bag or material of bag that provides the same temperature rating, but maybe a little bit lighter and is in your price range.
Right.
You know, don't just buy the first one you find in your temperature rating that you want. Do your research and look through it. Do your, you know, your normal bargain shopping, trying to find the best value for what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, all good tips.
That's all I got.
That's all I got, too. All right.
I'm done this time, I promise.
Okay, fair enough. If anybody has any sleeping bag tips or tricks related to insulation, maybe you've got a blunder like Mike and I did, and you just bought the totally wrong thing right off the bat, and you'd like to share that blooper with the community, reach out to us. You can always reach us on our email, which is SeanMikeHike@gmail.com. You can reach us on most of the major socials at SeanMikeHike or directly on our website, SeanMikeHike.com. Please rate, review, and subscribe. And until next time, go take a hike.
Go take a hike and bring a sleeping bag.
There you go. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
We'll see you in a couple weeks.